You know, it's hard to put into words, you know, what it means to us individually, what it means to us as a club, that we've beat the, we've got Ulster medal in the back pocket, and the club have the cup now for the year. So it's a big day, and you know, I just can't wait to get back to the dressing room and just suck it in and just savour it now. Like, but no, I'm really, really happy.
I would imagine, Eamon, it hasn't sank in yet.
No, I don't think it will sink in now for another way. You know, it's a massive. I was saying to the lads earlier on, you know, you look down at these days, and you never dreamt you'd be in, or you even won in it. Like, so, it'll sink in the next few days, but we just need to savour these moments. They don't come along too often now.
The match itself, Eamon, it was a hard-hitting, tough encounter, as you'd expect from a Donegal and a Monaghan team. Your character throughout, even through the start of the second half, you were 3 points down, and in wet conditions, it's not easy holding your nerve there.
No, in fairness, the Scots then brought it, you know, but listen, keep talking about these younger lads, they just, nothing phases them, and you know, they brought it, and they brought the energy, and they just drove at them, you know, whether, you know, myself and Cass, Neil, might have been blown a bit of black smoke there. But you know, they just kept going and kept going, and that's some testament to them.
And there are obviously worse things in life, if you like, than football, Eamon. But you know, you mentioned after the county final, you had some great days in the county jersey and indeed the club jersey. But there were some dark moments too throughout the years, and this definitely, I would say, is just a lovely bit of silver lining at the end of it all.
Yeah. You know, that's part of, you know, sport and, you know, life, is that you have the ups and you have the downs. And you know, you have to, that's why I always say, you just have to savour the special things. And as I say, in sport, nothing like, you won the All-Ireland with Donegal made me feel special, and you know, winning this makes me feel special. So it's an exclusive club that makes me feel like that. And I don't want to say which one was better, or like, I can't really put a ranking system on it now, but it's a good feeling.
And I'm sure you were aware, go back to 1975 for the last Donegal club to reach the Holy Grail in Ulster. I mean, incredible when you think about your achievement, where you've come from the start of the year. A team last year who lost out to Neve Connell in the county semi-final. Fast forward 14 months.
And even, you know, 3 years ago we were hammered off the park. Couldn't get out of the round robin, and Glenty's hammered us off the park. So it's been a good journey, but it's one that's long overdue. And probably if you said you're going to win Ulster, you'd be thinking you're a bit optimistic now. But again, it comes back to the younger bucks. They just didn't bother them, didn't faze them. Listen, we're in Ulster, so we just do a job again, and that's their attitude. And you know, it's funny, Neil Carroll was coming to me and he says, you need to settle down here. You need to settle down. And this is in the build-up, and he says the same. Yourself and Cass are getting wound up, like, and I was saying, we're in a bloody Ulster final, like, and it just didn't bother him, like, it just didn't faze him, and all them young bucks are the same.
You'll take a few days off, Eamon?
I will. We'll see. Well, as I says, I'll chat to Joanne now, and we'll see how the crack is with the wee ones. And listen, I'll get joining and enjoy to savour this moment, and then we'll go into negotiations then.